South Sudan's crackdown on media and human rights defenders has prompted various thoughts as well as actions to deal with the current situation. Unfortunately, the attacks seem to continue, according to Human Rights Watch. Restrictions on freedom of expression in the country, which is still struggling with its own political, socioeconomic, and security issues, prompted Community Empowerment for Progress organization, or CEPO, to teach both journalists and various human rights defenders on the techniques of being able to assess the risks they face every day. The organization's branch of Lake State in Rumbek carried out a three-day training not only in risk assessment but also in physical security and digital safety. Gabriel Mabo Manga, state coordinator of CEPO, is optimistic.
It will help the journalists in the state, and it will also give a positive impact also to advocates and CSOs staff. This is a capacity building that will benefit the whole state and the nation as well.
The training brought together 20 participants from various media houses as well as human rights defenders who work for different civil society organizations in Lake State. Mabo Riak Magok, Secretary General for the Union of Journalists of South Sudan, UJOS, Rumbek Branch, says journalists like him need training such as this that will help them maneuver challenges and risks that they face every day in South Sudan. In addition, he encourages journalists to remain vigilant and ethical, especially when reporting on human rights violations and other issues of community concerns in the country, since perpetrators will do anything to stop such information from getting to the public. Mabo also wants all journalists to work as a team so as to beat the risks, especially by the security organs they face in their work. However, Director General in the Ministry of Information of South Sudan, Samuel Manyang, says journalists could avoid deadly attacks on them if they learned to adapt to the current situation.
We need to be proactive, especially you, the journalists. You are asked or requested by this training to help an effective listening skill, to be proactive, to be participatory people for us or you to impart it to the next people who have not attended this training, so that all of us benefit.
Human Rights Watch plus other international and national bodies blame South Sudan authorities of harassing, detaining and interrogating journalists and editors. Furthermore, they have shut down a few media outlets repeatedly. For example, blocked online news sites such as Sudan Tribune and Tamazuj.